Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. It is 7:07 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Beth Haphagger.
Good morning.
Felt good to say. How you doing, Beth?
I'm doing well. How are you, James?
Doing good. Doing good. We're going to have some fun today.
Absolutely.
Seth is going to join us a little bit later. You guys hand the baton off and everything.
We do.
It's really cool. You guys have really, you guys have got that down, by the way. You don't even have to look at each other. Just the baton passed.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. And we got some fun stuff to get into this morning. We have got a great opening topic, you and I, Beth.
All right.
We're also going to get into a bunch of Halloween stuff we've got a little bit later. Seven ways people mess up trick-or-treating. I want to get into that a little bit.
Day trip?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, that'd be it. Just Maggie Simpson the whole time.
Yeah, there you go.
Boom, 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 boom. Got that coming up a little bit later. Boxed water?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what we can do about that. 10 amusing budget Halloween costumes.
All right.
That is coming up as
I'm looking forward to that.
We also, in just a little bit, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. And in the 9 o'clock hour, that ain't right stories, good stories of the day. And we'll see what trouble we can get into in between then. We're going to give you a chance to win some River Kings tickets.
All right.
That is exciting. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That's coming up. We'll get some interesting stuff going on in the community we want to touch on. Mm-hmm. Halloween times.
Yeah.
All of this stuff coming up, and all this, and we've got a huge promotion to tell you guys about.
Ooh, yay!
And we're actually going to start the show
yay!
With that. Yeah, that's right. Yes, and in part, I'll be honest here. I wanted to start off the show on a good note.
Yeah.
Certainly, that's how I usually try to do this show.
You mean I wasn't good enough?
It's why you're in the chair. It's why you're there. You notice I didn't have Seth in there first. Like, I start with you, and then no. I'm the guy. He's going to give me a look later. But honestly, it's also because I can't hold back any longer. I've known about this for weeks. Steph has been talking about it for quite a while, and it's finally here, and we can finally talk about it. New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway.
Wow.
What the prize is, two tickets to the January 1st game with Green Bay versus Minnesota. Soda club tickets.
Whoa.
Listeners will register at Dropbox locations for their chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location. Those individuals will receive a $50 gift card from that business and will become qualifiers for the Green Bay giveaway. Qualifiers will be placed into a hat and one final winner will be selected. We have registration boxes out already. A big shout out to all these businesses hosting our boxes.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Our great friends at Hoozles at the Lakes over in Rome. La Taqueria here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Awesome.
Along with Jennings here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, wow.
And Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you get good food, you get groceries, you get a gift certificate, and you get tickets. What better promotion could you have?
It's so perfect. It's so perfect. And we're not done either.
Oh.
We're still looking for more sponsors. We're looking for more places to have our boxes. You can go ahead and give us a call at 424-1300, and you will talk to the best sales person there is in Steph Schmidt. And a big shout out to her.
Like, this
great
is phenomenal.
Work on this. Yeah. Registration will close on November 28th, and the winner will be announced on November 30th. One registration per person, per location. You guys know how this works. We actually did a similar promotion about a year ago, I think.
Right, yeah.
So it's kind of same old, same old. Just in a really, 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 really exciting giveaway.
Yes.
Like, I'm a Bear fan. I would want to win these tickets. Like, these are club seats. It's a game that you know is going to be good.
Yeah.
January 1st, especially, Green Bay and Minnesota are already neck and neck in the division. I don't doubt that it won't be still that way come that time. Maybe Green Bay's in first, Minnesota's in second, maybe vice versa. Either way, they're going to be fighting for a playoff spot. They're going to be fighting for winning the division. So you don't just get to go to a game.
Ew.
Like, this is, and even if all that stuff is, like, let's say Detroit's winning the division somehow or something. It's Minnesota and Green Bay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what their records are. They're going to go at each other. It's going to be a good game. You guarantee it. Like, it's so cool to be able to offer a game that I put my name on. I guarantee you this will be a good game.
Like, just just the energy in the crowd is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Again, those two tickets, the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway. Get to these Dropbox locations at Hoozles at the Lakes, La Taqueria, Jennings, and Piggly Wiggly. Get your name in there. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a chance to win these tickets. And a big shout out to all these sponsors, all these people hosting these boxes.
And you guys need to do it because we can't.
Yeah, we got to live vicariously through you. and whoever wins these things, I want pictures.
Oh,
I want you to share those pictures with us. I want you to enjoy yourself. That's the real rule about this. Your name in these, you got to enjoy the tickets.
We're giving you a chance to have a lot of fun. Yeah. Go have it.
It's going to be a good time. That's an awesome promotion. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. And I did want to touch on this as well. We may mention this one more time before we wrap up. Just a couple of programming notes I wanted to get to. For one, we, of course, got great sports on your radio dial this tomorrow. We have Wisconsin hosting Penn State in hockey.
Wow.
That's going to be good. We know that one's going to be a good game. And we have this Saturday, Wisconsin hosting Penn State again in football. I love when they do this.
Yep.
I like when they do that. The football game, of course, is going to be right here in WFHR, late game, 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I like late games, especially in college football.
Yeah.
On Sunday, October 30th, Wisconsin is hosting UW-Eau Claire in an exhibition matchup.
Wow.
That should be a good one.
Yeah.
And, of course, we'll talk about all this on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us for that. More hockey and basketball coming up for you. Looking forward to that as we cover Wisconsin Badgers all season long.
Yes.
And wanted to make sure to mention that the Sunshine Polka Show is going to be at noon on this Saturday, October 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Tim the Polka Guy let Pam and I know that there is a special Halloween show lined up this Saturday.
Wow.
Halloween polka may be one of my favorite things ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
I have Tim to listen.
Tim does a great job with this. And he doesn't do a lot of repeats. I mean, he finds new stuff all the time. Like, it's really impressive.
It's not something that you would normally think to put together, Halloween and polka. So that's going to be an interesting show.
Be sure to check that out this Saturday and every Saturday, the Sunshine Polka Show. When the Badgers aren't playing early, that's at noon. Mm-hmm. At its regular time slot, along with Over the Back Fence from 11 to noon. Be sure to join it. Seth will be there this Saturday.
Yep.
So you'll have fun with that. Be sure to join Seth for it. May even have River Kings tickets to give away. Maybe. Got to be good. If everybody's good, then we'll give them away. You guys are the best for our listeners.
Absolutely
radio.
They are.
Of course you're going to be good.
Yeah, you are.
Just a couple of things in the area to talk about. Later on, we'll get into Halloween events and such. But I did want to remind everybody that Spirit Walk at the Historic Point Boss is October 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Their last, it goes from, I believe, 6 to 8:30. And that last trip, the last team will leave at 8:30.
Okay.
So you want to get there around then.
Yeah.
It's a great way not only to help them keep history alive, but to enjoy yourself.
Yes.
If you haven't done the Spirit Walk, check it out, everybody. Some of our favorite actors and people from WRCT and CWAC are a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great fun event, and it's living history. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And the Crane Watch over at the Sand Hill Wildlife Area is going from 3 to 9, also on October
29th. Wow.
I really would like to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to let. When I first moved out here and we were living in Rome, my papa taught me how to drive the boat. And we did that, went to a lot of coves, so I could drive, knew how to drive fast and really, really slow and all that. And a lot of the purpose of we'd go into these certain coves over at Lake Camelot was because these cranes just lived there. And I'd never seen anything like that as a kid coming from Chicago.
Right.
Birds are some of the more beautiful, like, interesting looking animals I'd ever seen.
Yeah, they are not small.
No. And a pretty cool, interesting animal. So check out the Sand Hill Wildlife Area, 3 to 9 on October 29th for the Crane Watch. And just one more thing for, and this one's for today. The Neighborhood Table provides to-go meals every Thursday. They do this from 4:30 to 5:30 at 411 Garfield Street in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
They got a limited number of meals available, so reservations should be made online by going to theneighborhoodtable.org. It's all one word, theneighborhoodtable.org. Be sure to leave your name, phone number, number of meals you're requesting. Say hello and thank you.
Yes.
That doesn't hurt. Big shout out to our friends at the Neighborhood Table.
Absolutely.
Everybody under the Focus umbrella, making sure our community is staying strong and getting the food they need.
Absolutely, yeah.
Appreciate them all for that. We'll go ahead and we'll take a break right here, Beth, and we'll come back. We'll get into our National Day of calendar. Got some fun stuff in there. We'll get into a little bit later the how many of us dress for Halloween. That's coming up. All kinds of fun stuff. It's Beth and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. It is October 27th, 2022, and it's time for Beth and I to get into our National Day of calendar. 7:17 on the clock, and
I don't want to. Not doing it.
Come on, please. Beth, this is how we do every. This is kind of embarrassing.
No, not today.
You know, we're live on the air, Beth. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. You just roll with it, please. This is what we do. This is how the segment starts.
I have to.
Thank you. Really, thanks. I really appreciate it. It's Cranky Coworkers Day, everybody. That was good.
Thank you.
That was better than what I had lined up. I mean, it's got to be really difficult for you. Cranky coworker, okay, Beth. I mean, with your boss, if he gets in a bad mood, I mean,
oh, everybody's in trouble.
Yours was better. I liked yours better.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think this is a good day to be aware of. I've told this one before. My dad had this. I didn't know it was a joke when I was a kid, but had this joke he would tell me when I was young, and I would get on public transportation by myself. Whether it was a bus, it was the L train, it didn't matter. Jimmy, watch out. There's always one weirdo on that bus, and if you can't find him, it's probably you. It's probably, you know.
There you go.
If you can't figure out who the cranky coworker is at your job,
it's probably you.
It may be me, and I'm pretty sure it's me. I'm pretty sure in this studio, in this building, I'm the cranky one. and I own that. I own it, and I've tried to be better about it. That's for darn sure. And I think that's part of the day. Every office has them, a negative Nancy, a doubting Thomas, the one that no matter how the state of the office is improved, always has something negative to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a bunch of different angles on this one. I don't know many people that are cranky or are moody that want to be cranky or moody.
Right.
And I think having a little, self-inflection, looking in the mirror a little bit, and, you know, do you want to live this way? Do you want to walk around all day with a grumpy, and you know, grumpiness in you? And working on that, because it takes work, and it's something that... it's almost a job that you do your whole life, but it's worth it, and it gets easier the more you do it. And then there's the people that have to deal with that, and that's not easy. I've been on both sides of this one. And when it comes to that, having a little grace, giving people a little bit of understanding. You know, you never know what's going through another person's heart or mind.
Right. Give them space to kind of grow, and you know, you can choose whether or not to let it affect you.
Yes. That's incredibly true. And that's the part of this that I think I've had the hardest to learn, especially even in my own personal life, like with my mother or something like that. I'm a hyper-empathetic person, so this stuff just pulls at me and I end up carrying it with me even if I'm not in a bad mood.
Right.
I think that the more we are able, we get better and the more training we have at being able to do both, having empathy for people but not taking that on our own shoulders.
Exactly. Exactly. Learning how to let it wash off. So maybe today you bring that cranky coworker a cookie.
Yeah.
And if they get negative about it, that's their issue, not yours.
Navy Day.
Yay. Thank you, Navy.
Thank you, Navy. Navy Day is the original day to celebrate the U.S. Navy. And though this celebration officially was replaced by Armed Forces Day, third Saturday in May for the U.S., in 1949, the celebrations of Navy Day continue on, especially when within the Navy itself. Additionally, research undertaken in the 1970s showed the true birthday of the U.S. Navy to be October 13th. And the date was officially changed. However, the and entrenched celebration still holds sway, and October 27th is still generally celebrated instead.
Well, we're celebrating that it was founded. Does it matter which exact date?
No, no. The October 27th was suggested as a date to recognize the birthday of one of the Navy supporters who was Assistant Secretary of the Navy in 1897.
Wow.
Former President, one of my favorites, Theodore Roosevelt.
There you go.
Huge Teddy fan.
Yeah.
Big Teddy fan over here. Before 1949, the U.S. Navy would send its ships to various ports for Navy Day. With 1945 having a large celebration, the current president at the time, President Truman, reviewed the fleet in New York Harbor, and there are pictures of ships docked along the Hudson River for the celebration. If you have not seen these, they are awesome. It's so cool to see. It would be cool if it happened right now, but to think that they pulled it off back then.
Yeah.
Incredible. And I got a couple of very good friends of mine that are in the Navy, even to this day, still serving. I know many, many people over my lifetime that have been a part of
the
Navy.
That's my family's branch.
I was going to ask. Okay. Because I
grandfather, uncle, and father-in-law all served in the Navy.
I want to say you mentioned that before, too. Yeah. That's very cool, Beth. I wanted to look at October 13th, though, because how does Navy Day, like any of our armed forces, like not just get their own day? Like, why would you move that? Train Your Brain Day, that's good. Mm-hmm. National No Bra Day, that's good. National M&M Day, Disaster Day, World Sight Day. Okay, they could have fit it in there.
They could have.
Come on. They picked a good
one.
But
Force of Habit, you know, it's been going on for, 70 years or so.
Yeah.
It's hard to change that.
You hit it right, Beth. We get to celebrate the Navy. That's the point that counts here.
Yep.
A big thank you to all of our service members in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Mentoring Day.
Yay.
That is a good one.
Helping to bring some wisdom to the next generation is always a good thing.
Most everyone has someone they look up to, and when that person is willing to invest some time and energy into helping them along on their own journey, the relationship is that much more important. National Mentoring Day celebrates and raises awareness for the importance of having mentors and role models to look up to in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're fortunate, you've had this in your life. I know I've had a lot of... It's hard to say I've had a lot of mentors. I've had a lot of people that have influenced me, certainly. But I have been fortunate to have a couple. And as I've mentioned before on the air, I look at Terry as that. Terry Johns has been that. I don't think it started out that way. I didn't look at her as, she's going to be a mentor to me. But the more we worked together, specifically when things went down with Carl and everything, just her approach, and her not just to me, but to Pam, to this station, is unparalleled.
Well, and I think that's how the best mentors happen. They just happen intrinsically. We become mentors to people that we don't even realize we're mentoring. And it's not until later that they'll say, hey, you are wonderful. Influence you helped mentor me into doing this.
One of the first classes I taught, I had a student in there that she contacts me to this day, and I had no idea that I was that to her, even though she had been contacting me all these years. I didn't realize until recently that I had that kind of impact, that she was looking at me that way. It's weird to be a mentor. I'm used to looking up to people. I'm not used to the other side of this. This is what happens when you get older.
happens with age, apparently.
And do me a favor, everybody, Beth, all you great listeners out there, just keep this between us about what I said about Terry. Don't let her know.
All right.
I'll never hear the end of it. I know. It is a great one. If you don't have a mentor in your life, if you are not a mentor, it's a great opportunity to take a look at the people in your life and see maybe you are and you don't realize it.
Right.
Like I said, I didn't know that I was one to her and this former student or other people until years into it. So
being a positive influence.
And I think, too, even if you don't have any specific people there, don't you want to lead by example?
Right.
Don't you, whatever job you're in, whatever life you are, your own family, your household, the greatest leadership is just done. It's not said. It's not somebody saying I'm a good leader or bragging about themselves. You know, it's the people that got to talk about themselves and brag about themselves constantly are the ones that have the least a bit to be proud of. it seems to be that way. Like, if you're good at something, let others talk it for you. You ain't got to brag.
Yeah.
And mentoring is one of those things that it's hard to look at somebody as a mentor or have mentors if you have that kind of ego. Mm-hmm. So it's another day to keep all those things in mind.
Yeah.
National Black Cat Day.
Aw, they're beautiful.
I do like this one. I do like this one.
My best friend had one that did nothing but hiss at everybody.
because of superstitious beliefs in some cultures, black cats are sometimes associated with bad luck and sadly are more likely to be put to sleep or wait a long time to be adopted from shelters. National Black Cat Day was launched to show people that a black cat could be the perfect cat for them and help raise awareness about black cats in general. I don't begrudge anybody any of their feelings or any of their superstitions. My own mother, who is a genius, certainly has her own.
Look at sports teams.
Exactly.
Enough.
What
do we do with sports, right?
I got a family full of Cub fans, and they'll tell you a lot about black cats and things like that. That being said, it's ridiculous.
It's just their hair.
It's just their hair. Like, imagine if we did this with people with black hair. Like, everybody with black hair, you're bad luck. Like, oh, my God. Oh, no. I can't do anything about that. I was born this way. These cats can't help it. They were born this way.
Right. And they don't have the option of coloring their hair.
You want better luck? Make it.
Yes.
Make your own luck. That's what life is. It's not about, I mean, chance happens. Sure, mm-hmm. things happen from time to time. I decide to use my social security number for a lottery and boom, I win $1 million or whatever. That happens all the time.
Right.
But that's not any more luck than it is bad luck if you don't win.
Right.
Luck is what you make of it.
Exactly.
There's nobody in history who was born with good or bad luck. Mm-hmm. Life is what you make of it. If you want bad cats to be bad luck, that's what they'll be.
Right.
If you want them to not be, then that's what they'll
Self-fulfilled
be.
Self-fulfilled prophecy. If you yeah. say it's going to happen, you can make it happen.
Of all this, imagine if we didn't do these things, and not to be overdramatic, but say black cats went extinct. How
yeah.
silly would we feel as a culture that we let that happen all because, oh, I don't want to have a black cat. It might give me bad
right.
luck. Are you kidding me? I mean, they're a living, beautiful creature.
Mm-hmm.
If you like black, you're probably going to like a black cat. If you don't like the color black, then that's a whole different story.
There
but,
you go.
They're just sweet animals.
It's just
animals.
A cat.
Yeah, it's just a cat. It is also National American Beer
Yay!
Day.
Yay! Raise your glass.
Yep, yep. More than 8,000 breweries are in operation in the United States, and half of those are in Wisconsin. No, I'm joking. Ranging from all kinds, microbreweries, mm-hmm. small businesses, mm-hmm. big businesses. But it was only a century or so ago that beer was actually illegal to make, sell, or drink in the U.S.
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
In the time since Prohibition ended in 1933, America has again picked up all beer game and done a good job of it, too. National American Beer Day offers the opportunity to enjoy and celebrate their copious and esteemed beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Native Americans began brewing a mild alcoholic corn ale probably at least 1,000 years ago.
Wow.
Long before the colonists from Europe arrived to settle the land, the intention of turning it into America. And even from the beginning of American history, beer was an important part of the culture and survival in the New World. Beer would have arrived in Massachusetts on the Mayflower, which was the first official boat filled with Pilgrim settlers.
Mm-hmm.
And the beer continued to flow as an import from Europe as local breweries were being set up in the area. Think of how much our economies have, how many states have had an economy to start off mm-hmm. with, especially in the early days of their, because of having breweries.
Right. It was German settlements. You know, first thing that went up was a church, second thing was a brewery.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, drink responsibly. Be smart about this. Too much of anything is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's have fun with this.
Yes.
There is so many great beers out there.
Right, and American beers. Today is a great day to find a microbrewery around
yeah.
that makes a good, unique type of beer.
Nothing against, you know, the good foreign beers out mm-hmm. there and everything. There's plenty of good ones, you know. Well, Corona is made in Chicago, but a lot of people consider it a
right.
foreign beer. Or Guinness, a similar mm-hmm. thing and stuff. But yeah, here's a great day to if you already drink American beer, well,
yeah.
then, have one.
Yep.
If you haven't, that's a good day to do that. Maybe a great day, too, to try, especially this time of year, we got all kinds of seasonal beers.
Yes.
You know, all the different local breweries have them, especially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good idea to maybe check into those.
Yeah.
I'm not a big, like, IPA guy or any of those. Mm-hmm. I have my standard, you know, I like Miller Lite, so that's
right.
what I usually drink.
Okay.
But I have to say that, like, Blue Moon's not bad. And they got a Blue Moon, like, October something, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that.
Lots of Oktoberfest beers out there. Now's
yeah.
the time to go try those.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, as always, drink responsibly, all
yep.
those things, and have some fun with it. It's a
yeah.
great day to be able to embrace it. I mean, it's a Thursday. Come on. Come on, it's a Thursday.
It's almost weekend.
It's Friday Eve.
There you
I mean,
go.
You know,
yeah.
it's all set up for you.
It's your pre-weekend weekend.
They couldn't have waited one more day and had it
no,
on a Friday. Like, just
I know.
Mandatory, like the third Friday of October every, you know, do something like that. It seems a little cruel. It seems like, enjoy, everybody. Stick around because we've got Melissa's news and some Halloween events and times coming up for you in this next break here. And then we'll come back and we'll get into a fun one here, Beth. The percentage of us that never dress up for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Get into that when we come back on Mornings on WFHR. All right. Such a perfect time of year. God, I love this time of year so much. Thank you, Seth. Shout out to you. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. 7:37 on the clock. We hope you're having a good one out there as we're getting closer mm-hmm. and closer to All Hallows
Yay.
Eve. And speaking of which, Beth and James here with you. I'm going to dive into this one right now. If you're an adult and dressing up for Halloween, if you're an adult and dressing up for Halloween, you may be weird, and that's okay.
It results in creativity.
It does. It does. And some of your favorite people are weird. Some of the best people I know are weird.
Well, why be normal? It's no fun.
I'll be honest. Journalistic integrity here. I am weird. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, have it on my business cards.
There you go.
So I am coming into as a little biased. A new poll found more than 2/3 of adults won't be wearing a costume this year, and 42% say that they never dress up for Halloween.
Hmm.
Dressing up stays pretty popular until you hit your 30s, then you do it less and less. Most people under 30 will wear a costume this year, but 45% of people in their 30s and early 40s won't dress up. And over 80% of people in their 50s and early 60s won't either. And aww. For seniors, 93% won't bother. So Halloween is definitely a young person's game, but it doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't.
I can't think of a group of people, if we're going to group people like this, that are enjoying life the way that most of our seniors are. Now, mm-hmm. Not everyone, of course, but a lot of our retired people, a lot of our seniors, especially with the last couple of years that we've had, I've noticed have been really enjoying life, really getting out more, doing things. Why not?
Like, right.
You really don't have to let it all hang out. I mean, be you. Do whatever you want to do for Halloween, or if there's something you've always wanted to do, if you see one of these newer costumes that looks fun,
yeah,
do it. Do
Come
it.
Come on.
One of the things that I looked into this, because we've had this come up with surveys a little bit, like, oh, that seems skewed, or oh, that doesn't seem right. Well, it turns out the majority of these surveys are filled out by people that are older,
right.
50 and above.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense that we're going to have this 42% show up on this.
Right.
But it's something to keep in mind with all these surveys when we do them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good or a bad thing. It's just facts. It's just,
right.
you know, the way it goes. So that's something to keep in mind. But I can't think, like, if I'm fortunate enough to make it to my 80s, I definitely better be dressing up.
Mm.
I better be. Like, it's too much fun. And I missed out on it way too many times. Like,
right.
for every Halloween going forward that I'm fortunate enough to be here for, I want to dress up or at least attempt to or think about it, you know, something.
Well, how much more fun can it be for the kids if they come to your door and you're dressed up as something?
All right.
Then
yep.
they, you know, that makes them feel like, okay, this is normal. This is fun. Everybody's enjoying it.
I like the idea of using Halloween as well as an opportunity for neighborhood kids
Absolutely.
To feel more comfortable
mm-hmm.
going to these neighbors, God forbid if they ever need to,
mm-hmm.
you know, hey, I went to that house on Halloween and they were fine there. I
right.
I know I can go there if I need help, if something mm-hmm. happens to mom or dad or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Maybe that's silly of me, but that's why my parents moved us up here.
Right.
We were supposed to be able to have that kind of life out in the Wisconsin and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin was supposed to be better than Illinois when it comes
right.
to those things, and specifically Chicago and stuff. So, you know, act right.
Right.
I mean, be that kind of person if you can be. I'm not saying that everybody has that in them. Everybody
right.
can be that person. But, man, it goes a long way if you can. And the kids deserve that.
Right. And if you're uncomfortable with the people that are actually living beside you in those buildings, go to people that you do know. Like, go to your church congregation. And there are a lot of events that are trunk or treat that are a little bit more safe. And, you know, if you're going with your child to trick-or-treat, there's nothing wrong with putting on a costume. Maybe it matches, maybe it doesn't, but just going and having fun with them.
Where I grew up in the high-rise I grew up in Chicago and everything, we could trick-or-treat in the building.
Yeah.
We could do those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And there were plenty of strangers in that building. But my mom and dad, there was a trust built, and
mm-hmm.
we're able to. And that's the people that everybody points their finger at and says, those are the criminals, those are this and that and everything. And they treated me just fine.
Right.
It wasn't until moving out here that we ran into more issues with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we can all be a part of. We can
yeah.
all add to this and make it safer for kids.
Absolutely.
And make them feel more comfortable. And part of that is also fun because, like Beth said, you could dress up and that makes them feel more comfortable
mm-hmm.
and everything. And feel kind of almost grown up-ish a little
right.
bit.
Yeah.
And that's always nice for kids. It builds their confidence.
Absolutely.
As much as adults have taken over Halloween, let's be real. It is still for kids.
It is still for kids,
wink,
yes.
wink, nudge, nudge.
But it brings out the child in all of us.
It
that's
does.
What I love about these kind of holidays.
Mm-hmm. We don't have enough of them, I don't
no,
think.
No, we don't.
So some other quick costume stats to come along with this survey. 2/3 of costumes will include at least one DIY element.
Good.
Only 35% of adults dressing up will wear a completely store-bought costume this year. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing against the store-bought stuff, but I love when people, like, tinker with it or they add something to the costume.
Or they get creative and make their own. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The most popular types of costumes for adults are a fictional person or character, animal or creature, and a historical figure.
Oh, okay.
15% are dressing up as a concept, and 14% are going as an object.
Okay.
And 11% are dressing up as a person who's still alive.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. The top word people would use to describe their costumes this year is their costume this year is funny.
Okay.
The rest of the top five are simple, unique, creative, and sexy. Only 18% of adults are wearing a scary costume.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad we're making it more fun than scary.
It feels like more and more, and just looking at past year surveys, that's becoming more and more a thing. Interestingly, the horror movies have gotten more popular in theaters, especially, of course, in October.
Right.
But the way we dress, the Halloween haunted houses we host, a lot of these things have toned down.
Yes.
I find that interesting.
I think, considering what we've been through in the last couple of years, we need something. We need a palate cleanser kind of thing, something that allows us to have fun again rather than be scared, because it was kind of a scary time for a while.
I think one of the things that the pandemic did, silver linings, if we're looking at them and everything, is remind us that life can be scary.
Mm-hmm.
And why you know, we don't need to look for scary, you know? We don't need to make scary. It's already there.
Right.
So
it's one of the reasons I don't go to horror movies is life is scary enough.
Yeah, yeah. 6% of us are coordinating our costume with a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
The most popular people to coordinate with are romantic partners, our kids, our parents, other family members, our left and right hand,
I was going to say, who else is left?
Yeah, right. our friends, our coworkers are sixth. Coworkers are sixth. Ouch.
Wow.
The only people I might do this with are my coworkers this year. One in four Americans still think blackface makeup is okay for Halloween. That is way too high.
Yes.
Older people are more likely to say it's not okay than young people. How about that? How about that one? So everybody likes to pick on seniors and adults and older people and stuff. And older people get this. Older people understand that if you have to ask if it's okay, it's not okay.
It's not.
I mean, just bottom line. End of sentence.
Yep.
I've done this before. I've had a couple of years where I was almost going to dress up as Prince. And I didn't, just because they didn't have the money, to be honest with you, to be blunt about it. And I was all in on doing this and everything. And the only thing that I thought of ethnically about it is, well, I maybe need to straighten my hair a little bit. The princess was a little straighter than mine and stuff. But I mean, I was never thinking of, like, and certainly he was a lighter skinned black man.
Right.
But even that being said, still a African American.
Right.
So I never even thought about that. It's never crossed my mind. I've never, you don't put on Dracula's costume and think, well, wait a minute, what was he again? Was Dracula Transylvanian, or was he from Puerto Rico? Where was he?
Right.
No. You just be the person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an insult if you're not doing blackface. You can play anybody.
Right.
You can be former President Obama if you want. Just don't do blackface.
Yeah.
Like, what, people? Why do we have to keep explaining this? This is not, it doesn't make any darn sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, Anglos, white people, anything like that, would appreciate them being made fun of in some way.
Right.
And to that point, I think that costumes that kind of embrace that, I don't know that that's any better either. Now, if you are of that culture and you want to have some fun, that is all on you. You go right ahead. If I want to dress up like a giant dreidel, that's my business. If I want a big, if I want to, like, you know how kids kids dress up as states for like in grade school and stuff. If I want to dress up like Italy and have like Sicily as my foot, like the bottom of my foot. I thought about this as a kid because Italy's shaped like a boot.
Yeah.
So I'd have Sicily as my shoe.
Like, there you go. Like that. Yep.
But I mean, that's you know, my business.
Right.
I can do that.
It's about paying homage. It's not about becoming that actual thing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I remember as a kid seeing a little girl dress up as Cleopatra. Mm-hmm. They didn't darken her skin.
No, nope.
They didn't. She was just a white kid,
and you knew exactly who she was.
Yeah. I'd like to. I mean, Halloween costumes can be racy, can be a little interesting and, mm-hmm. and thought through and creative and all these things. They should never be offensive.
Right.
There's nothing about the holiday that speaks to offense. If you're doing this, to me, and the way you look to the rest of us, is a racist. Mm-hmm. Now, you may be not a racist, and you may be screaming at the top of your lungs and at your radio, but I'm not. Doing this may be the only racist thing you have right. in you, but it's still racist. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't get this, sometimes it's understanding that I don't understand. I can empathize with a woman and what a woman goes through, right. but I understand that I can't understand what it's like to be a woman.
Exactly.
And part of that is this. Mm-hmm. Part of it is understanding. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
A woman can't understand what it's like to be a man.
I don't.
It goes both ways.
Exactly.
It's okay. This is part of what makes our not only our country one of the greatest things under the sun, but what is one of our superpowers as a country,
mm-hmm.
that we have this built into our country already.
Yeah.
It's a really unique and beautiful thing, and it doesn't need to be, kind of really like turned into something as ugly as this.
Right.
There's no point. And a shout out to the older people.
Yes.
They get this. They get it.
Mm-hmm.
Only 27% of us actually enjoy picking out a costume. 11% said it's more stressful than fun. 20% said neither. And the remaining 42% are the ones who never dress up.
There you go.
You can find this complete article at YouGov.org. I would say that's probably me to a degree, only because I don't mind picking a costume. I can't decide which one.
Right.
Like I've got so many that I want to do. my issue is I'm also an insane actor, and I can't just do Halloween if I'm going to dress up as these things.
You got to go into detail, right?
Yeah. Yep. I want to get real. Yep. I want to I've been working on my Joker costume for years because it's one of my dream roles, and I feel so pathetic talking about this, but at least I'm owning it.
There
at least
you go.
I'm being honest about it and everything. One of my nephews, Mason, shout out Mace. I love one of my favorite little mm-hmm. people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mason is the first kid that I was around that had these themed birthday parties.
Okay.
My kids are all up in their 20s,
right.
so I haven't been to a kid's birthday party in, 10 mm-hmm. years or whatever. And this has been on the rise for a while. You understand this, Beth. You understand a little bit of what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about. So Mason has a superhero party, and everybody is dressing up as superheroes.
Okay.
Mason and my sister and her husband were the Incredibles, and
okay.
Nicholas was Robin, Mason was Batman.
Aww.
And Mason called me and asked specifically, Uncle James, I need you to be the Joker.
Aww.
And it meant the world. I can hear it right now, Beth. It meant the world to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really cool. It was very sweet. And what did I do? As soon as I hung up the phone, immediately started planning, like, oh, I get to be the Joker. It's a kid's birthday party. I'm treating it like it's a Warner Brothers film. So bad. So pathetic.
You were cast in that role, Uncle James.
Technically, I have been cast as the Joker.
You had been cast as the Joker.
So bad.
I bet he loved it.
I need help. Oh, yeah, we had a blast. We had so much. It may be the best birthday party I've ever
there
been
you
at.
Go.
It may be now that I think about it. Even my adult friends and all that, I may have never had more fun at a birthday party than that one. We will take a break. I will go into the shadows, red faced, and we'll come back and have some more fun here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 7:54 on the clock. Got Beth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out
mm-hmm.
there, everybody. We want to get into, I want to touch on some River Kings information because you get a chance to win River Kings tickets.
Yes.
Sometime this show, during the show today, you'll be having
Yay.
That chance. We got a lot of great Halloween events going
mm-hmm.
on in the area this weekend. I want to touch on those and give people a little bit of a heads up about
yep.
it. But you mentioned something during our kind of break here,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was really poignant and really noteworthy. Do you mind touching on that again?
Oh, absolutely not. As we're thinking about Halloween, we think about the fun and handing out candy, but one of the things that we sometimes forget is there are a lot of food allergens out there. And there's a project out there called the Teal Pumpkin Project, which is designed to help those who have allergies know that it's a safe thing that they're going to be getting. So the Teal Pumpkin Project is a simple way to make trick-or-treating safer and more inclusive for one in 13 children. So it's actually a pretty large number living with food allergies and many others impacted by intolerances and other conditions. So to do this, you place a teal pumpkin on your doorstep, and it signals that in addition to candy, you're going to offer some non-food kind of treat, a trinket or something like that, that are safe for anybody and everybody. And you may have been shopping and seen these teal pumpkins in the place where you're shopping for your candy stuff and Halloween stuff. That's what that's for, is you can buy one, set it out so they know that that's a safe place to be. Or I know we've done this with my child that has a nut and peanut allergy, that we've bought him a teal pumpkin trick-or-treat basket so that when he goes up to doors, that those who are a part of this or have at least heard of the teal pumpkin know, oh, I can't give this one a Snickers or even just a Hershey bar. Sometimes, depending on what bars you're giving out, they've been manufactured in a facility that has the allergen and isn't safe for that child. So you'll have maybe a pencil or erasers or a little game thing, something that's not necessarily food related, or something that wouldn't have as many of the allergens in it. And when you're shopping there, the manufacturers are getting very good about letting you know if it's made in a peanut-free, tree-nut-free, you know, if there are allergens in there. And it takes all of 30 seconds to turn over a bag of candy and look at the ingredients to see what the allergens is, because they are required to list what allergies are a part of that.
These things take time to get in common knowledge in society. We didn't always put our seatbelt on. We didn't always recycle. Now we do it like it's nothing. We just do it instinctively. And things like this, I think, you know, years down the line, hopefully even this year it begins, or in the years past, it's been going on because it's been a thing. But as this stuff goes on more and more, and it's more embedded in our culture, that we're like, oh, yeah, teal, I know what that means. Or purple. Some people live purple pumpkins. And those originally started by the Purple Pumpkin Project, which began as a way to raise awareness of epilepsy.
There you go.
If you see a home that has a purple pumpkin displayed, it could mean either that someone who lives there has that condition, or they know how to respond to an epilepsy seizure.
There you go.
There's been, you know, stories of that, especially with kids trick-or-treating and everything.
Because of the different, like, we think of strobe lights as being something fun, but that kind of flashing light can trigger an epileptic episode.
Pink pumpkins are, you know, October, while it is autumn, it is Halloween, and all that is also very importantly, just as important, more importantly, I mean, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So naturally, pink pumpkins are a support of breast cancer awareness. If you see a pink pumpkin at a home, could mean that a person in the home is a survivor, knows someone who is a survivor, or who is currently undergoing treatment. My mother, my grandmother's, my mom's mom's birthday would have been yesterday, and we lost my grandmother to this. She beat it twice. It's any chance we can have to talk about this, to raise awareness to this. There are so many people we love and care about that deserved us to raise awareness and talk about this.
I lost my sister at the age of 40 to breast cancer. So it's a, women, this is also your annual mammogram check. Go get it scheduled and get it done.
Please get checked and check yourselves, ladies. Please, we need you. We need,
and it's
seriously.
A woman thing. Men, keep an eye on it too.
I always forget that. Absolutely. But specifically, women, we need you. Don't leave this place to us. Men, if men ran, if it was just men on this planet, we wouldn't last a month.
Here's a little secret. We can't keep going unless there are women around to keep us going.
And teal candy buckets, as Beth mentioned that. That is, of course, the important blue candy buckets is one more. Blue candy bucket may inform you, inform others that the child is on the autism spectrum.
There you
that was
go.
The one I wanted to make sure to get in.
So
just another one to keep in mind. And also, I think most people that are have these buckets understand this isn't common knowledge yet. It's going to take time for people to learn. So it's a learning experience, too.
And that's one of the reasons why I was glad you gave the opportunity to get this out there. Because the more of us that hear, the more that we can tell others about it and share this knowledge. So it does become more common knowledge. And that makes this holiday a safe one for everyone then.
It was a really good idea to talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up. A great, great topic. You know, we will get into our Halloween events in the area next hour. We'll touch on that. Maybe in the 9 o'clock hour we'll do that. Because I want to talk a little hockey right now. Your River Kings are back in action tonight. They are taking on the Hudson Havoc. They're going to be at Fogarty Ice House for the next couple of days, taking on the Havoc, the Utah Outliers, and the Ogden Mustangs and the Chicago Cougars, all in the next 4 days. Then they're going to be coming back home on November 11th. Wisconsin River Kings back here in Wisconsin Rapids at the Southwood County Rec Center to take on the Minnesota Squatch.
You want to go for free, everybody?
Yeah.
Go right now. You can get tickets right now.
Call.
424-2600. Call up. Win yourself a pair of River Kings tickets. So there's their general admission. You can see them anytime they're back home.
Yay.
Call up right now. Win yourself some River Kings tickets at 424-2600. We'll be back with more here at WFHR.